Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, while Jesse was talking, there's so much important stuff he talked about. Would support a national boycott of the NFL. Let me write all this down. That's a newsmaker. NFL. If it continues, if they do the groping, he's going to boycott them. Calls for a boycott. He also, of course, said he thinks it's suspicious with the SEALs. Suspicious with the SEALs. Of course, the biggest news there, I'm multitasking here. I'm about to give my writers articles to write about that big interview you just heard. NFL, suspicious of the SEALs deaths. And of course, the big one, would run as the VP with Ron Paul and challenges Ron Paul to quit the Republican Party. We need to get Ron Paul. Obviously, he can't commit publicly to this right now, or they'll say, you're not even really a Republican. Get out of here. But if he doesn't win that nomination in the next 4 months or so, because that's when we'll know in the caucuses, about 4 months from now, we'll really have a clear image. And then he can turn Campaign for Liberty on in all 50 states, and he will absolutely have a much bigger organization than Ross Perot and has a good chance of winning. Then he'll get the death threats, though, and the question is, what will he do when that happens? Ross Perot, they called it Ross Perot, said, we're going to kill your family. That was on the news. People always wonder, why'd Ross Perot quit? He said, my family was threatened. And I lived in Dallas then. It came out in Dallas. They said, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill your wife and kids. But when that happens, you just come out and then it was like, well, he's so crazy for saying that. Of course they said that. Of course they did when he had 30-something percentage of the vote in a three-way race. As soon as he got even with Bush and Clinton, man, it was over. Wow, that was a big interview right there. Okay, here's the deal. I got economy, politics, world news. We got InfoWars Nightly News coming up this evening. I want to take your phone calls. I'm going to take a lot of them. That means probably three in the whole hour. Now, we're going to take your calls in a smattering of news this hour. Please have your question and comment ready because we're going to go at warp speed, which means tortoise speed for me. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. I tell you, the greatest part about doing this radio show is fighting corruption and standing up for goodness and resonating with so many good men and women who have spirits that love liberty and goodness around the world. And getting to know people like Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Dave Mustaine, Willie Nelson, and the list goes on and on. Charlie Sheen has his problems, but he's a real guy, a great guy. The problem is, though, about 90% of the famous people I know and who are listeners of the show do not want it said they're listeners. And if I could only tell you, who else are patriots out there? Basically, pick a famous name. I mean, I've heard from most of them. It's ridiculous how hot liberty is. And I'm not the best at this radio show. I'm just a regular guy. But I'm the biggest thing there is out there. And so I'm the one that gets reached out to. They feel like they've got to knock on wood or something. And I'm the wood they knock on. Or they want to just reach out and say, like what you're doing, agree with you. And it's great, but I'm not bragging, hey, I know a lot of famous people. Or, hey, I'm saying, like a sonar ping, you aren't a public figure. Most of you aren't. So you don't know. You feel like you're alone. But I can go to Los Angeles. I can go to Canada. I can go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. I can go to Honduras. I can go to Mexico. And I can't even walk down a street now without cars stopping. I mean, it's big. Liberty is big. Freedom is popular. And I'm just telling you, the last domino to fall is that we still feel like we're alone and powerless. No, ladies and gentlemen, freedom is on fire right now.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a 6 or even 7 figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the third and final hour today, but we won't be done then. I'll be back tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. We have a big blind spot on this show that I've warned everybody about, that I try to stay conscious of, and it's this. I don't have follow-through in one key area that I should. I have doggedness. I'm badger-like. I keep on coming. I'm hard-headed. That's the main attribute for liberty. I know you as Americans and many others around the world, you know, also cherish that attribute. But I have a tendency not to toot our horn. I have a bad tendency not to toot our horn. And it's important to do that. That's why a few weeks ago I launched a contest and never really gave a date on it. I've got to go see what entries have come in. I know a bunch are coming in for clipping together clips of the show the last few years of our predictions coming true. And first place is $3,000, second place $1,500, third place $500. Because nothing wakes people up, I've seen, like us laying it out and then it coming out mainstream news later. Again, it's not, hey, I go all over the country and people know who I am now and support us. That's not, ooh, look, I'm a big shot. It's actually really gives up your privacy. It's, hey, people are waking up. This show is popular. That's an illustration of that. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to pointing out that, see, we told you so. And that goes for you, the listeners, as well. How many of you told your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your boss, your employees, your grandmother, your son, your daughter, whoever it is, your pastor, or as a pastor, you told your flock, you told them what was coming, you told them what was happening, they laughed at you, and now all this stuff has come true. It's all happened and then some, exactly as we said it would, because we were reading globalist documents. We were just going off what they said they would do as global engineers, global social and economic engineers for this world government system. Now, our credibility's gone way up. Liberty and freedom and understanding the global corporate crony system is very popular. I see it on CNN, Fox, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, everywhere now. I tune into random radio shows, liberal conservatives, rock and roll shows. They're talking about the crony capitalists and the insider fat cats having one set of rules for us, another set of rules for them. People are really getting it. And now it's important to go, hey, Ron Paul talked about this stuff 20 years ago. Alex Jones talked about this stuff 16 years ago. G. Edward Griffin talked about this 45 years ago. Bob Chapman 50 years ago. Hey, have you seen this book? Have you seen this video? Because it's all that old stuff now that is the most important. Now, I got callers listening on XM, on the Roku box, on AM and FM affiliates. We're going to get to Madison, Peter, Scott, Bill, Norm, and others here in just a moment. But I've got to go over this because the establishment bleeding out encrusted, diseased, discredited joke media is very dangerous right now. They are flailing around and in their death throes and can take us down with them right now. We have got to sit back when they call us names and laugh at us and go, you're doing that as a confidence game. You're pathetic. You're falling apart. And call them on their scams and be more bold now than ever. A lot of us have kind of started resting like, oh, okay, people are finally listening. No. This is not the time to do that. This is the time to come out and stop being apologetic to your neighbors. Well, I know it sounds kooky, but there's the global government. It's not kooky that elites want total power. That's history. It's now time to say, hey, we told you so. Look, it came true. We warned you, and there's not time to screw around. We told you the house was on fire when the grease pan exploded and there was just some smoke in the kitchen. We tried to put it out. Now it's spread into the dining room, the living room, the bedroom. There's flames coming out the windows. You're not going to save this thing. You got to get out of it and try to rebuild it. Now there's fire shooting out everywhere, and we're like, we told you there's fire, and they're still going, are you sure that orange stuff that's hot and that smoke is tyranny? I'm not sure. And you're like, well, just forget these people that don't care, don't want to listen. We can't do that. They're lemmings that will run us off the cliff with them that the globalists are going to be able to misdirect if we don't reach out to them now. It's just that simple. And for all of you that serve the system, as what we've talked about becomes self-evident, and as it's proven that we were right and that we were willing to be criticized in the face of all your propaganda and demonization, including law enforcement harassment, as it becomes evident that we're right, a lot of you aren't waking up and joining Liberty. You're deciding to further dig in and make excuses and go along with corruption. Do you like where corruption's taking us? The country falling apart, the world falling apart, crime exploding, insecure future? I mean, do you like that? Do you like the wages of this corruption? Do you like the fruit of this tree? I mean, I'm going to ask you, do you like where it's taking us? Come on in. It's warm in here. Join us. You know you want to. Don't be afraid of Big Brother and the tyrants. That's what's fun, is to put yourself in danger. Because you were already in danger. If we're going to die, then we're going to die. If we're going to die, then die with our boots on. In fact, I want to come back in. You can probably find it on YouTube, or we may even have it in there in our music selection. I want Iron Maiden, Die With Your Boots On. I want I want to come back in with that. I'm about to go to your calls. My point on this issue is that you're not alive till you're living true, and being honorable doesn't mean you're perfect, but you're not living like a coward. Like Kurt Haskell, I said, you know, you've got this info and you're exposing they staged that attack. They may kill you. And he said, well, they can only kill me once. Whatever, fine. I don't want to die, but that's the way it is. And it's just that giving in to it, giving in to being a man, giving in to being a woman, giving in to who you already were. You have to have cowardice and fear superimposed on you in life. You have to learn to be a coward. You don't have to learn how to be brave. You're standing on the shoulders of your ancestors. They weren't wimps. Cowardice is a fraud and a lie, and it doesn't get you out of trouble. Cowardice brings the wolves. You ought to be afraid of being a coward. I've always said this, and people don't seem to get it. I am not trying to scare you with a show. I believe in you. I believe you have courage. I believe when you hear how bad things are, you're going to get angry and do something about it. I believe in you. People like will give us every answer, like coloring with, you know, by the numbers. You know, my kids love those. Or stained glass by the numbers or whatever. I don't have all the answers. I believe in you. I know every time I start fighting corruption and don't stop, we win. I know how powerful humans are, made in the image of the Creator. I suggest we use that power. The globalists know how powerful you are. That's why they jack your water and your food. You're powerful. They don't like you. They realize a small group of conspirators took over the world. They realize we're a lot more than them. And we can take this world back. Now, what made me go on this rant? Then I'm going to your calls. What made me go on this rant? I saw this yesterday. I covered it on the nightly news. And then I didn't even cover it today in 2 hours. AP, Reuters, Fox News, they all covered it. Here's Fox News, Fox Nation. This didn't even go on the main Fox site. It went on their little Tea Party site, their little InfoWars ripoff. Taxpayers paid for Fast and Furious. And it tells us what we already knew from federal filings in Arizona and Illinois, that the government actually sold the guns, in one case, 2,000 of them to Sinaloa drug cartel. Now, last night on the show, I showed you the El Paso Times, UPI, and others, where it was known months ago. And, of course, we knew even before that from the filings. Prison Planet did break this. Just from the federal filings. Listeners broke it. They found it and sent it to us. Listeners broke it, but we broke it in the media, again, showing how you are the power. People always ask, why aren't you covering this? Because I didn't know till you told me. I also get emails and comments why I'm not covering the Wall Street thing. I've covered it every day for a week and a half with guests on many times, and it's still going on. The arrests are still going on, and it's folks, it's great what they're doing. They're protesting. Now, what Fox doesn't tell you, you'd think Fox would want to bring down Obama. No, it's all about a balance of power in the elite. Is that Sinaloa, also confirmed in federal court, and the feds admitted it, is allowed to ship in for 5 years hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tons of pure cocaine through Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. Sinaloa is on the border and teamed up with the bankers, and is fighting a war with other cartels that are bringing the drugs up and have to go through Sinaloa territory, and that our government, which is the big foreign banks, the criminals, are laundering that money publicly and having the ATF ship guns to Sinaloa to try to win their war against the other cartels that aren't laundering their money through Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and others, who've all been caught on record, hundreds of billions in laundered money. If you're a new listener, just Google that. You can read it. It's $376 billion. In 2 years alone, 2.5 years. That's Bloomberg, AP, Reuters as well. So you're not getting the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. And that is the rest of the story. Good day, Paul Harvey. the rest of the story, good day, and I have to hear him to get the imitation right, is that they're not just allowing the guns to be shipped in and actually having taxpayer money pay for it. In one office, the ATF had said, we're almost in fistfights with agents saying, I'm not going to be part of this, and saying, we've been ordered by the White House to do this. And the White House has perjured themselves. So my point is, we need to come out and toot our horn here that we were right about this. We told you about this 8-9 months ago. with precision, and now it's come out, and the Republicans aren't even making this a campaign issue to destroy Barack the criminal Obama. We need to use this issue.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Die. not licking boots. All right, we're back live. I want to go to XM listener Norm and then Roku Box, Madison, and many others. Let's go. I see somebody disagreeing, but I'm going to get to them. I want to go to folks in order right now. I usually go to folks that disagree first, but it's almost like that's all we ever go to is calls that disagree now because I only go to the ones that are up front. I'll get to Scott in a minute. I want to talk to somebody listening on a Roku box, though. Everything's moving to that. It's like your internet on your TV. That's how my wife watches TV now. We're going to just stomp the enemy in that format. It's a level playing field. Bye-bye, dinosaur media. Look what we do on the web. Total domination. Glenn Beck, everybody. We dominate them. Let's go ahead and talk to Norm in Nevada on XM 166. I thought it was on another XM channel. I can't keep track of it. Welcome, Norm.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good. Thanks for holding, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, Big Daddy, I was listening to you and Jesse, and I have a comment. I think you guys are right. I think we need to boycott the NFL. We need to boycott flying. Set a date for that. Definitely like July 4th. Sounds really good the next year. The other thing is, too, back to the SEALs. I just have a quick comment on that and what you take on this. After the SEALs went down, evidently, on their Bin Laden raid, about, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks after that, or 2 to 3 weeks after that, they had a bunch of SEALs go down in Afghanistan.
No, I mean, I've talked to the father of a Navy SEAL, whom I'm not going to get into it. We've known a long time. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. And his son is in, I think he said SEAL Team 3, but he has a friend, best buddy, in 6, who said that they said standard operating procedure wasn't followed. He was the whole thing on multiple fronts, and that they believe it was a setup. And then he was like, yeah, they think Al-Qaeda like somehow has got a mole and ordered him and put a bomb on him. I'm like, yeah, Al-Qaeda's got a mole. Yeah, right. The point is they just can't bring themselves to understand the government did it. But, yes, the SEALs think there was foul play.
Yeah, my other point was on that other chopper that went down in Afghanistan, it was more of a cover-up when in the Bin Laden thing, but they really didn't give names or nothing like that or anything to anybody about who went down, what their, status was and all that.
Well, that's what I initially thought was we knew some SEALs got killed in the helicopter that blew up in the fake Bin Laden raid, so I was thinking that might have been it. But then I talked to my sources, and they said, no, it was the rest of SEAL Team 6 that was complaining and stuff, and they blew them up. So, this is directly from the father of a Navy SEAL. And I'm just going to say the family knows the Navy SEAL as well. I'm going to just shut up there because my family doesn't like me talking about him. But anything else, sir?
Well, hey, wouldn't that be great if Jesse runs with Paul?
Yeah, that's a really good team. I mean, there's going to be some issues because Jesse's kind of liberal on a few things. But he's being educated. Jesse's really smart and a great guy. He wouldn't believe the things I've convinced him of and shown to him. So he just gets better by the day. He's really waking up. He's going through this metamorphosis of having to, look at all this information. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to a Roku Box listener, Madison in Wisconsin. There's a Madison in Wisconsin as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just wanted to, I'm going to be as concise as possible. I sent out just today $500 for one check and $200 for another check to go to the very nice gals in your business office. I had spoken with them in the past, and I'm going to, $500 will get me about 84 memberships times 6. That's about 504 people I can turn on. The other $200 I'm going to send out to some listeners or potential listeners in other northern...
Well, let me say this, and I'm going to hold you over, Madison, so you can finish up. The check's in the mail, by the way. We do get donations. We do get people buying bulk videos, books. This is a big machine now. For me, it's big. 35 employees or so, some contractors, equipment, bandwidth. It's costing us $4 million a year to operate. $4 million a year. We're a big operation now. People ask me sometimes, is this your day job? Yeah, it's my day job. Stay there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank with an urgent update from eFoods Direct. Folks, we're all fighting huge food price increases. eFoods Direct has been doing all we can this year to help you get food before the perfect storm of exploding food prices from the 2011 harvest. During September, eFoods is giving you free shipping on your food supply orders. But you have to understand, we're entering the eye of the food cost storm. Ethanol is boosting gas prices and driving corn costs so high our wheat for bread is going into animal feed, and pasta wheat cost has doubled since last year. I strongly advise you to get your order in before the free shipping deadline, September 30th. Free shipping, including Alaska and Hawaii, ends September 30th. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, anytime, anywhere, on their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
Okay, let's race through these phone calls because I've got the Obama Antichrist thing I want to get to. Iran says it can deploy Navy near U.S. coast. Oh, that's a really good idea, Iran. That's the thing. People aren't cowards, folks. And the Iranians are ready to get in a fight, which is insane. But I guess they're tired of their government being overthrown twice and everything. But this is just getting insane. I'm gonna get into that. I just don't want war. It's nuclear weapons. I'd rather live in peace. But just incredible. Finishing up with Madison in Wisconsin. You were talking about buying in bulk. We need to get a feature to do that where you can buy friends and family bulk memberships to PrisonPlanet.tv and then send it to them as kind of an e-card. And say, hey, here's your username and passcode. And just kind of make one up for them and then tell them, hey, this is some alternative information you might check out. And a lot of people are doing that. We got a bunch of new features that are about to be added to PrisonPlanet.tv. You've already seen a lot of the new ones that have been added in the last month. But finish your point, Madison.
Actually, it was several points, if I may. But I remember back when I was a part of a meetup group, an Impeach Bush group, and then I stumbled onto Loose Change 9/11. That opened up a world for me. And some people in the neo-Nazi, when they're in their mother's womb, their parents have them listen to classical music. Well, I like to say that I was listening to the tick of the 60-minute stopwatch, which used to be actually a viable news source. And I just want to revisit some of the really positive feelings, like chasing Kissinger up the hill at Bilderberg. Alfred Abbas that you had on recently, he was just fantastic. And the goosebumps, the positive goosebumps that you talk about, not just the negative ones, what a force. You know, I mean, we as listeners really love to hear that. And so I really need to get all my NPR listening friends here in Madison. I have a business with 45 employees, so I can somewhat sympathize with all of the challenges that you have, and I would love to be a partner in Austin North, as we sometimes call it, kind of a sister city there in Madison.
Sure, sure. I'm just, again, we've got a lot of big plans, a lot of things we'd like to do. The issue is we're just trying to get our basic operation up to the next level, and things sound like they're easy and quick to do, but complex things are complex by their very nature. But I appreciate your call. God bless you, my friend. I've got to just read this report before I go back to your calls. This is out of the West Australian News, thewest.com. It's up at Infowars.com. It's also the top story at the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. Iran threatens warships to U.S. Iran raised the prospect on Tuesday of sending military ships close to the United States Atlantic coast in what would be a major escalation of tensions between the longstanding adversaries. And again, this is a provocation. But then you read why Iran's doing it. Like the arrogant powers that are present near our marine borders and have even tried to stage attacks on their ships, on U.S. ships, blame it on Iran. Remember that came out with Cheney 2 years ago. Like the arrogant powers that are present near our marine borders, we will also have a powerful presence close to the American marine borders. The head of the Navy, Rear Admiral Habatollah Syria, said, I know I'm butchering that, according to the official Iranian news agency. Speaking at a ceremony marking the 31st anniversary of the start of the 1980-88 war with Iraq, he gave no details of when such a deployment could happen or the number of type of vessels to be used. They've got some pretty big destroyers and battleships. And obviously, the American people are starting to wake up, but not to this level. Very tribal, very, you know, red, white, and blues. You could wrap cyanide pills in it and people would eat them. The irony is going to be lost to the American people that there's U.S. warships and NATO stuff all around them, constantly boarding Iranian ships, constantly in their face. And so Iran's like, okay, we'll send warships over to you. No, that's terrible. Our media, our so-called media, whenever a government fires back, like when Libya was firing back at NATO aircraft, they were like, how dare they fire back because we bombed them. I mean, the news was actually, how dare they fire anti-aircraft into the sky? This is terrorism. This is aggressive. It's like a guy walks up in a restaurant, says, excuse me, breaks your nose. You get up and say, all right, let's fight. And you're like, I can't believe you're putting your fist up. Call the police. The cops get there, and you're like, sir, I just walked over and broke his nose, and then he put his fist up. And the cops are like, that's terrorism. I agree. Let's take you to jail. So look at this. Human skin embedded with spider silk can stop a bullet, Raw Stories reporting. That's in News of the Weird. Yeah, for more than 15 years, they've had cross, spider, cross, goat creatures that produce body armor for special forces. That's semi-classified body armor, but it's amazing. The bullets just bounce off, reportedly. Reverse. Government motors won't track motorists who cancel OnStar. That's an announcement by OnStar. That's not true. I told you years ago. They've always tracked you. This goes back years. Incredible. It just came out again. I remember 2 years ago, TomTom got caught tracking people and selling it. And then they said they wouldn't do it anymore. In fact, call Dew in here, because Dew was bringing me TomTom news yesterday, going, look, they're back in the news, the TomTom GPS selling your data. And I said, but that's 2 years old. And I went and showed him. I said, it was new, though. They were back. And then I said, no, let's not go with that. Because I was thinking, well, we've already reported that. So what if the mainstream media is reporting it now? But the angle is, I just remembered it. Come on in, bro. I've got the angle on TomTom. It was a year and a half ago, Rob, you know, for the Nightly News tonight. It was a year and a half ago. We can even show a nice camera shot of Dew and Harry's great American helping run the nighttime show. In fact, tonight we're going to have you as a guest on the show talking about how your lawsuit against Pittsburgh police. So, in fact, I want you to talk about that briefly since you're in here. But you were wanting to do TomTom tonight, yesterday, and I was like, you know, to tie it into OnStar.
Right.
And I said, well, that's a year and a half, 2 years old. But now I understand the angle to show people. TomTom got caught a year and a half ago or 2 years ago doing that, selling the data.
Mm-hmm.
You can pull that up. Then they apologized and said they'd stop, and then it's back in the news yesterday and today that they're doing it again.
Right.
Now, why do we do that? We illustrate this playing possum, that first they get caught, then they say they're not, then it turns out they are. And we'll show that that's what's going on with OnStar as well. Because OnStar has now reversed themselves and said, we're not going to do this now.
Yeah.
They've always been doing it.
Right. I think it's built into their technology. Otherwise, they wouldn't give that technology to the public. I think it's just built in. Seems like every little system they build has a little spy function in it, no matter what. Like the cell phones.
No, by law, they listen to you. And I told people 15, 16 years ago, I said, the Federal Communications, Telecommunications Act says, by law, they got to be able to turn it on remotely and listen to you. And people are like, oh, shut up. And then a decade later, it's like, your phone's listening to you. It's good. Keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, it's called Roving Bug, if you want to search that out there. Roving Bug. And the police in New York were doing it to track mobsters.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
These people not laundering the money through them. Now, listen briefly, because tonight I'm going to have you in as a guest. You are with Stuart Rhodes of Oathkeepers suing. Dew is suing the Pittsburgh police. We're not litigious here. I had to defend Dew in court until they dropped the charges. I had to defend Aaron at great expense for being arrested for asking a question of Karl Rove. That went on. That was like $4,000. But they dropped the stuff on Dew. We have the whole footage. He's outside the court. Them arresting people at a university. You're not allowed to even eat outside at night. They come up the hill to Dew where he's videotaping, let the other mainstream media go,
yeah.
Arrest Dew. You were with Luke. They were stripping people down naked, had bags over people's heads, sat you out in the rain all night. It was, you know, near freezing. And so you are suing him. It was actually a pretty positive article in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and other places because journalists like to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the few areas you still see some common decency occasionally in the mainstream corporate horror media. But briefly, tell folks about your lawsuit.
Well, we're filing a lawsuit myself. I'm filing a lawsuit. Stuart Rhodes is my attorney. And, you know, basically for the fact that they detained me, you know, pushed me around. I was in handcuffs for 12 hours. I was kept outside in the rain.
But you do have long hair. I guess
that's the excuse.
Fur coat.
Yeah, well, not really. Maybe kept my ears warm. But
Chewbacca.
I tell you what, the probably the scariest part was when they had put the plastic cuffs on me. I was kneeling down, and I was looking over, and they were just walking by to these kids and spraying mace in their face. And these kids were on the ground, hands behind their back, and they're just spraying each one in the face walking up. Kids weren't doing it. And a lot of these were little college kids.
And you described like the cop commander with the military, and you were at this base, and they were just looked like psychopaths running around.
Yeah, these guys, they were wearing cert on their uniforms, and they had their helmets and their, you know, their pads.
You got footage of like women on bikes. They'd run over with full power and grunt, and like hit them with a billy club. You can kill somebody like that.
That actually, Burma shot that.
I mean, you can kill people with your bare hands easy.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, the girl's laying down, the cop's right on top of her, and I think Burmese is yelling, just remember, she's a girl, guys, come on, you know? And she wasn't doing anything, she was just trying to get out of the way, and that's what everybody
But did. I mean, that is total tyranny, to have just, they couldn't find anybody, they said nobody on the streets day or night, they would just randomly go attack kids with footballs in their front yards, their old ladies coming out of stores with bags, they would release police dogs on them. I mean, it was a psycho police riot, and
When I got arrested, it was after the G20 was over. It had been over for about, you know, the whole day.
Exactly, but they would just ride around in neighborhoods saying no one's allowed on the streets.
Right.
And then it was after, and all the cops were there and wanted to bust some heads, so they went to the university.
Yeah.
And we've got the footage. It wasn't even protesters, just people outside at like 9 at night eating hamburgers. And here come cops. They kettle everybody, and then just, and women are on bikes going, and the cops literally, the cowardice of a guy wanting to run up to a woman and crack a billy club over their head.
Yeah, no.
And then women falling off crying, and the cops are having, like, weird satanic orgasms.
Well, and now you got the cops doing that in New York. I've been watching that video of you know, attacking, surrounding women with these orange nets and then spraying them in the face with mace. And these are women. They're not. They're
well, that's
not
like.
It's ridiculous.
That was like the first thing where the Delta Force staged the whole event. That was even in the mainstream news at the time. 1999, Seattle. They went into neighborhoods and would, like, pull families over in cars and just pepper spray them. It's on video. It's in my film, Police State Do the Takeover. I mean, again, they're trying to hire cops now who want to beat you and your wife.
And why don't the cops realize that they're next on the list? Once they do the bidding, they're going to get turned on by the next group of psychopaths that come along. And they need to realize, and they need to wake up, and they need to start, you know, siding with the protesters, because we're all in this together.
Yeah, but in your case, you were at the university.
Oh, yeah. And I was covering the event. I was not protesting. I've got plenty of footage. I am not saying a word other than, you know, people are asking me who I work for and whatnot. And,
you know, and you're up on a hill. You're out of it all.
Oh, yeah. Well, by that time, I'd gone up the hill. But I was covering, there was some.
And they march up to you.
Oh, yeah. They had cordoned off the area. And then somebody released on the internet of the scanners. And they're calling out military maneuvers. They're blocking people in. You know, they're like, hold right here till we get the guys up on top of the hill.
Yeah, they're like, now disperse. They won't let you leave.
Exactly.
Because they're like, yeah, we're going to beat some hippies. Oh, why don't you guys go join a gym? You know, go join some martial arts thing and go fight men if you're so tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I just running up to women on bicycles and grunting with hatred. You know, you're going to start, when you kill people's family members and hurt them, you're going to have people, I mean, you know, there's justice in this universe. I mean, I got to tell you, folks, I'm not a tough guy, and repeatedly I got in fistfights and, you know, would be in court and stuff with some guy, you know, in a coma for 6 weeks and had to go through all this crap. And so I know what fists and clubs can do to people. And these guys are hitting people with clubs full power in the head. I mean, you kill people that way.
They hit Luke that night. They hit. He was trying to leave, and they started hitting him, and that's how he ended up getting into the spot where I was. And I shot a brief interview with him right before I got detained, arrested. I don't know what to call it because they never charged me with anything that night. So it was just, you know, I'm at a loss still how they could get away with that with all those people out there after the G20. It wasn't even anywhere near that location where the G20 was, and it really changed my attitudes on police. And it's a night that changed my life because I had to sit up all night. They wouldn't let you fall asleep. They brought us outside. It was cold and rainy.
And they got people with bags on their heads.
Oh, yeah. They brought one guy in. They had four guys on him, and he was literally hyperventilating as they brought him in. I mean, he sounded very stressed out. A skinny little dude. Like, I could have probably picked the guy up with one hand. And they're dragging him in. They have a bag over his head. They put him in a cell. And I'm not sure if if he was naked or whatnot after that, but they put a camera on him, and they had a cop right outside the door watching him the whole time. Like, this guy was some, you know, he was nothing but a, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They were there protecting the banker lords.
Sure.
Remember the footage of guys in uniforms grabbing peaceful protesters and snatching and grabbing?
Yeah.
And then we got contacted by the G20, and they said, that is not U.S. Army. That is our personnel. Yeah, to correct personnel. Us that it wasn't Army. So they had private people kidnapping folks. Dude, we'll talk more about it tonight. Good job.
See you tonight at 7.
Thank you, buddy boy. He lived in Switzerland for a while. The guy would go, hello, buddy boy. So that's his name around here is buddy boy. Let me bring up the Comrex system here. Let's go to Scott in Washington who disagrees. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. What I wanted to bring up this point, and I also have a suggestion actually for Jesse, was if he was suggesting that Ron Paul should quit right now during these primaries.
No, he should do it after. Yeah, I brought that up. Ventura agreed with me. Quit after.
Yeah, because one problem is, and we know he's already having a problem getting time in these debates. The other thing that I would correct him in is that the Libertarian, when he says that they have ballot access in all 50 states, that's not guaranteed. They claimed the last time that they had ballot access in 48 states, and they only ended up being on the ballot in 41 states. Down there in your own home state, down there in Texas, this was when Bob Barr, and I am no fan of him, tried to sue to get on that ballot access down there. They threw that case out of there, and McCain and Obama should not have even have been on the ballot access there because they missed the deadline to announce their.
I know. Let me just be clear. Ron Paul could win, and it's starting to look like he may if the two top guys get knocked off, which is starting to happen because they have such political baggage. If we just use it, it's over for him. But Ron Paul wins if he goes third party after he loses the primary, if that was to happen, to just be in there shaking it up. That will get so much energy, and it will absolutely put real issues front and center and will totally expose whatever Republican whore gets in there, you know, with the Republican nomination and Obama and the Obamanoids, the Obamanauts, whatever you call them, the Obama zombies. The Obamanoids, whatever you want to call them. And so it's win, win, win. I mean, don't you agree that if Paul gets cheated out of the primary, he should go third party just for the circus?
I'm not saying that he shouldn't do that. If it were up to me, I would eliminate the party system altogether and just run on issues. But, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, you have to realize what you're going to be in store for.
I hear you. Is that what you disagree with?
Well, yeah, and then I wanted to make a quick suggestion for Jesse that if he wanted to consider being his running mate, there's no law that says that the two would have to be of the same party. He could still run as an independent if he wanted to.
And then later be picked to be his vice president. Another great point. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
System of the pretenders. What if I say I'll never surrender? All right, Chris Christie has said again he's a no-go. Poll shows Kane on top of Perry. Perry is plummeting in all polls as folks learn that the guy literally is basically like Bill Clinton. I mean, he is a piece of work. Also, Paul trails Obama by just 4 points. And I've seen some polls where Ron Paul beats Obama. But Ron Paul has the best showing in every poll against Obama. He can beat him. But Perry is just plunging right now. You know, they're saying that Ron Paul can't win. That's because they know he will win if we get behind him. But he wins by fighting back and getting the word out regardless. So if he loses, I don't want to hear a bunch of whining about, I gave money, he didn't do anything. Rome wasn't built in a day. We're not going to pull this New World Order down in a day either. The Republic wasn't built in a day. All right, I'm going to overdrive a little bit and get to all these callers that are holding, but I wanted to go to Ted Anderson briefly, drug him in here to give us an update. Ted, gold and silver are starting to rebound some. We know they've called the margins, cut them to where basically killing all speculation in Europe, Asia, and here. France has announced that they want to basically ban and track the sales of gold, $600 and above. So they're definitely trying to send down gold and silver, but as they devalue currencies, market fundamentals say it's only going to go up in the long run. We've seen these major forced corrections before. What do we see happening with gold and silver right now, Ted?
Well, you know, silver hit a high today of 33.02, opened up its low at 32.15, currently at 32.25, up $1.40. Gold is up $21.70. Alex, they're trying, like I said yesterday, they're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at precious metals to try to keep it down. These margin requirements in the futures market is just one thing. But here's what happened yesterday. The demand for jewelry in India just shot up like crazy. I mean, I wasn't in India, but I was in Singapore, and I seen what it looked like in those shops. And these people are standing in line trying to buy gold chains because they can see what's going on. The United States is no different. Here at Midas, we had lots of people calling wanting to buy gold and silver at this better price. And that's, you know, it's just because of the fact that people know that the United States is going down, that Europe is going down, that Asia is in no better shape, and this whole house of cards is all being propped up by, what, they're going to legislate that we can't sell gold and silver now? Confiscation, is that what they're looking at? I mean, the people know that the governments at hand are trying to force people into this funny paper money, and it's just, you know, it's just a bad solution for anybody, and they want to get out of it. So, yeah, there's a lot of demand for gold and silver. Gold being up today, silver being up today is a testimonial to that. Couple things. I mean, I held that your book in the video offer that we're doing for $78 delivered. Still the same price as yesterday. Silver's up, you know, it was $27 yesterday. Right now, $32.25.
There's no doubt, Ted, and you told me last night and this morning, unlike other forced corrections, people have pretty much figured out the pattern now. Correct me if I'm wrong, you're saying you're seeing record purchasing in a dip, which is the old stock maxim of advice on Wall Street, buy low, sell high. You're saying you're actually seeing people finally come in and use this as a brisk time to purchase.
I can tell you right now, Alex, our activity increased by about tenfold from the last couple of weeks to now.
Wow, but that's never happened before, Ted.
No. Usually when the market is going down, it gets quiet. You can hear a pin drop around this office, but not now. People are looking at the headline news. They're seeing that things are melting apart. I mean, Germany is talking about not bailing out, Greece. I mean, this is what's going
Incredible.
On.
Incredible. Ted, 800-686-2237. Give the Midas Resources team a call. If the phone's busy, leave your name and number, because the phones are on fire. It was busy a few weeks ago. I can't imagine tenfold. 800-686-2237. By the way, we have a poll that Ron Paul is beating.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.